Welcome to the Embodied CEO Podcast. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Kirsten. We are integrative performance dietitians, entrepreneurs, and business mentors.
And we're tired of RDs not fully stepping into their power.
In this podcast, we're empowering RDs to use their fucking voice and expertise. There's not just a seat at the table for you, but you are the head of the table.
It's time to usher in a new paradigm of leadership as professionals and business owners. We're here to shake things up and have a damn good time doing it. So let's get started. Hello, how are you?
Hello, hello. I'm great. How are you today?
I am fabulous, and I am very excited to have this conversation.
I'm like giddy to hear you talk about this conversation because I know there are strong feelings here from both of us, but you in particular have very strong feelings about this conversation. So tell everyone what we're going to talk about today.
Okay, we're talking about DMs, selling in the DMs, sales scripts, and how that, in my opinion, is one of the worst things you can do. And there are some people that have built a whole business around like, this is how you get clients. And it makes me very, very angry. And I get very passionate. And so we're going to have a great discussion about it today.
Is there going to be an F-bomb from Brooke? Do I feel an F-bomb coming on?
Oh, I'm sure there will be. Oh, I'm sure
super excited about this conversation. This will be my favorite one yet. So kick us off. Tell us why this bothers you. Or first of all, I guess I should say, tell us what it is about selling in the sales or selling in the DMs, rather, the way it is done by a lot of people in this business that bothers you.
So I was previously taught by a mentor that like, this is how you get clients and you need to send like 50 to 100 messages a day just to make a couple sales. And
we're talking cold messages.
Yes. Like right? I am a projector. If anyone's into human design, I love efficiency. So if you're telling me I got to do this, this already doesn't make sense to me in my head. And then it doesn't make sense to me and it feels creepy to me. I'm going to be honest. It feels like a door-to-door salesman vibe. And I actually, anyone who cold DMs me gets blocked immediately. If you're cold DMing me and you're saying, hey, I just found your page and it looks like you do this and I've got just the thing for you. Absolutely freaking not. Get the hell out of here. Block, delete, right. We're moving on. Right. I just feels like a violation of privacy, in my opinion. Like we spend so much time on the internet these days that it feels weird. It's spammy. I don't like it. I never liked it. So even when I was told by a mentor to do this, I never did it. And I just kind of like lied about it because I didn't want to get in trouble, right? When I thought I needed to do this old paradigm way of thinking of following someone else's blueprint. And I'm not a fan. And I think that it doesn't work. And I think it might have worked, you know, even a couple years ago, but it doesn't work now because people can tell when you just want something from them. You're messaging them, you want their money, you want them in their program. Like, why would they fall for that? If someone does fall for it, in my opinion, it's really just because they don't have the courage to say no or they feel bad for you. That's like really how I feel.
Or they're new to the platform, right? I feel like people who are new to whatever the social media platform is where this is happening, they don't recognize that this is a thing that people do. And they're like, oh, this person's genuinely trying to reach. No, they're not. There's nothing genuine about it. And I think that's what both of us from the beginning were like, eh. And you and I had the same mentor. And I will fully say I did follow that tactic for a minute. And it was successful in the sense of like, I talked to a lot of people, but twofold issues with this. I got a lot of no thanks, I'm not interested. Very quickly, because they know immediately, people know immediately that you're trying to sell them shit. And the people who did, you know, we eventually had a conversation and they became clients. They were not the right fit clients. They were people that didn't come to me genuinely and it wasn't a fit. And then guess what happens? Then you spend months dreading appointments and months not connecting with this person. And you do not produce massive results in these people. You do not transform lives with these people because they were never meant to be in your universe to begin with. It's just yuck. Like everything about it, you say, you call it door-to-door salesman. I always feel like it's used car salesman tactic. It's like, we see you on the periphery of the lot and damn it, you will not leave today until you have bought a lemon. You know what I mean? And it's just so aggressive, and it's just, it doesn't sit right. Like, it just all, like, whole body shivers, hard no, like, yuck, it just doesn't feel right. I don't like it done to me. And I have not done that with anyone else in a very long time because it never sat well with me.
And I think that people know that these are scripts and these are flows and that this is like you're trying to move them to do things. I think it's manipulative. And I think as soon as I shifted my way of thinking of how do I like to make decisions? How do I like to invest my money? How do I pick who I want to work with? And I was like, oh, so now I really pay attention to like, oh, wow, I really like this person's content. Oh, well, what's resonating about this? Is this something that I can do? So just thinking about like what actually lights you up and like how you like to make decisions. I also think it's different too, having a genuine conversation, or if you're, you know, one thing I will say I did do a lot was I would have free resources, or I would have free trainings, or I would send invitation, you know, I'd publicly put an invitation on my story and I would just say like, DM me this word, DM me if you want more info, DM me, like I am giving you a call to action, but then you get to make a choice. Is this something that I would like to receive? Is this something I want to be a part of? And you're putting that power back to them. So I think that's totally different. And I do think that that's like a very valid way to get engagement. And you're inviting someone, you're like, it's like leaving your door unlocked. Hey, my door's open. If this feels right for you, come on in. And I think that that feels so much better than here is this script to print out and go through and try to pull people onto sales calls, because you hit the nail on the freaking head when you do not want 40, 50, 60 clients. You just don't. You will make money. If you have not listened to the last episode, go back and listen to it. But it's not about just the money. Exactly. You're going to freaking hate your life and it's not going to work. So if you can get the right aligned clients that are ready and that you can produce results for, that can then be amazing client testimonials, that is going to serve you so much better than you wasting your time freaking running through a DM sales script to get not aligned people to give you money.
Yeah. And it's a bullying tactic almost. It's forcing people into something that maybe they weren't ready for or they didn't want. And it just feels off from the beginning. The energy's not right on their end. The energy's not right on your end. And also, what's genuine about it? What's genuine about trying to figure out what does this person actually need? And can I give them that? Because you're not for everyone. And that's reality. It's not just about, this goes back to, like you said, last episode, it's not just about how do I get money at all costs? I don't want money at all costs because that's not why I'm here. I'm here to build a business that makes a freaking boatload of money. Yes, but I do not want money at all costs. I want money from the right aligned people who want to be in my space because something that I said or did or a way that I showed up resonated with them. And they said, that is the space I want to be in. And those are the people who reach out to me. And it's different, like you said, when you open a door and say, hey, if this resonates with you and you want to chat about it, DM me. That's different because you're inviting them into a space and you're leaving them with a choice. As opposed to you pop into their DMs and you're like, hey, I see that you like to lift. Do you know what you're doing with nutrition? No. Oh, you're going to like suffer horribly and nothing will ever work for you if you do not immediately hire me as your dietitian. Like it's just creepy.
It is. And I think that the other part of this is like, when the way you start a relationship with someone and like build that rapport really, really matters. And you're just not going to have a fun time being a coach. And I will say, like, 9 times out of 10, when I've had a conversation with someone and I'm like, I don't know if we're the right fit energetically and like our personalities are going to mesh. And I pushed through anyway because I felt like, hey, I get to have another client on my roster and make a sale. It was not worth it. It was not worth it. If there's something that's unaligned, it's really just best to be like, I don't know if we're the best match. Maybe here's some better personality fits. Like I can refer you to, like this would be great. And I think that there's a lot of power in that, but maybe that's a whole other episode in and of itself. But I would say this whole DM sales script thing, a lot of mentors were pushing, especially like the last 1-2 years ago. And that's how people primarily got sales. But the internet age changes so quickly. We also went from posts were the standard to now video content is priority. So it also feels really outdated to me. Like you're just stuck. You're not actually innovating anymore, in my opinion.
Yeah. And that's a solid point because we have to, especially in an industry where we're promoting ourselves on the internet. That's our main source of here's how people know who we are. If you're not sticking with what's happening, it's exactly the same thing we've talked about with our industry in general, with the academy, with dietetics as a profession. It's Stone Age material at that point, right? It's like, we always did it this way, so we therefore we continue to do it that way. No, we don't. We come up with innovation and we do it in a way that feels good to us, but also feels good to the client. I don't ever want someone to be in my space and feel like they were pushed to be there. Like, I don't function that way in my personal life. If you don't like me, that's cool, man. Mad respect. Like, you don't have to like me. That's cool. We're not meant for each other. Same thing with my clients. We're talking to them about nutrition, right? Like, one of the most personal things in someone's life, if you do not get along, or if you don't mesh, or if it was a forced situation, no one's going to be happy in that. And you're not going to be able to sort of infiltrate their inner circle of, this is what I'm doing with nutrition, when they don't trust you. And what's trustworthy about, I was bullied into this?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Literally nothing.
Yeah. I also feel like I want to add this on. We do them a disservice, them being our clients, when we assume that they don't know what they need or what they want. Like, when we assume that they are incapable of asking for what they need, we do them a disservice. We don't honor their intelligence. We don't trust their decision-making ability. If they want what we have, they will raise their hand and say, hey, this is what's going on with me. Is this something you can help with? And I don't know about you, but I get DMs every single day of people saying, this thing that you said 2 weeks ago really resonated with me. I've been sitting with that. And then you said something yesterday that just, like, you know, drove home that point. Here's where I'm struggling. Is this something you guys help with? It's about our messaging. It's about how we show up. It's not about what we say to convince them.
What's your opinion? Because I think this is a big part of these marketing tactics we're talking about, of pain points and using pain points in messaging. I wish I could have screenshotted your face that you made so that everyone could see it, because that says everything I need to know. But please continue.
Let me make that face out loud. My feeling on that is, it's just so, I don't even know if I have the word to say it. I really wish we could do my face as a screenshot, but it's disingenuous, and it's insulting, and it's almost abusive, right? Like, the person knows that they're having these pain points. That's why they're here, right? Like, they know that they feel like shit. And for you to know, oh, so you still want to feel like shit in 6 months? No, because if you don't come into my world, you're going to feel worse in 6 months. You think you feel like shit now, you just wait. It's going to be the epitome of the dark abyss in 6 months. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so abusive. I just don't dig it at all. I would so much rather focus on, here's where you're at. What if we improve this and, you know, in 4 months you get to feel like this? Like, I would so much rather talk about how we can make it better, not if you don't do it, it will be worse. It's like negative reinforcement and positive reinforcement with my children. Like, I'm not going to hit my children. I will instead show them how much nicer life will be if they don't act like fools, right? Like, we can approach this differently. There's human psychology here that we can approach differently, and we don't have to be jerks about it.
Exactly. I think the idea of showing possibility way better than trying to, like, dig in and make someone feel their deep-rooted pain just doesn't feel good. And I think another big thing that we can do too is talk about our value sets and, like, what's important to us to help attract the right aligned people of, like, hey, here's the possibility of what could be. Here's the things we really value and, like, how we value our health and, like, very specific things in your messaging so that people really clearly understand what you're about while they're making a decision on whether or not it's the right fit to work with you. And then you've showed them the amazing possibilities that are available and hopefully provided some value to them. Like, I think that feels way better to attract someone than to hunt them down, slide into their DMs, and then tell them that their life sucks and they need you to make it better. Like, I just don't freaking get that.
And, you know, it's so funny when you summarize it like that. Like, how gross does that just feel? That whole sentence right there of, like, I'm going to hunt you down and show up in your personal Instagram account and tell you that everything about your life sucks and it'll get worse unless you bring me into it. What? What? Like, no, I don't want people to leave my world happy because they've developed Stockholm syndrome because I've been their captor and now they're aligned with me. I want them to, like, I always envision it this way. And I say this to, you know, other dietitians in my mastermind space. I always say, imagine, like, you're driving down the road anyway, but you're making your car representative of who you are and the possibility of where this road trip is going. And people are, like, you know, sticking their thumb out on the side of the road and saying, please take me with you. that's the image I want to project. Like, I want to create an environment where clients see that I'm passionate about what I'm talking about, that I know what I'm talking about, and that I have resources to get people to the same place where I happily exist. And then if they say those resources are something that I want, they know my DMs are open and they can ask me. It's a welcoming environment, not a repellent environment. And that's what matters to me the most.
Exactly. I love that metaphor. And I think the other piece of this too, that I wanted to talk about, you want the right type of clients. Like, the best clients are the ones that know when to raise their hand and say, I need help. And so I think if you have this from the beginning of this relationship of, I have been connecting with you, I've been consuming your content, getting value from you, and I'm ready to raise my hand and ask for help. Like, that's a really good aspect that makes a really good relationship with a client. So I think you're already starting off on a really great footing when you operate from that zone rather than hunting people down and like trying to get them to do something.
Well, and it also, it's reflective of how both you and I practice what we do and how we coach. We're here to guide, not to do for you, right? So if you're not a person who is in a headspace or emotionally ready or from a confidence level ready to raise your hand and say, what you say resonates with me, please, can you help me? Or what options are there for you to help me? Then you're not going to be successful in anything that we do either. Because, and this goes back to what we were saying with how we practice nutrition and towing the line, we don't have cookie cutter programs, you and I. We don't have cookie cutter, here's the 17 steps you're going to step through, and every week I'm going to manipulate some numbers for you, and next. That's not how we function, because we are truly after transformative experiences for our clients. Where I always say, if I'm doing my job right, it's just like parenting. If I'm doing my job right, I'm actively working myself out of a job. Like, you should leave my realm fully functional and capable of doing this on your own forever for the rest of your life. So because we don't function in that, we don't want people that need us to show them and explain to them why they need us. We want people that recognize that they need us because they are self-guided. And again, it goes back to trusting their intelligence and honoring their own decision-making skills. They will say when they're ready. We just have to provide an environment and a space that's welcoming and open to where they can do that.
Exactly. That's it. That's freaking it. So we talked a lot about like what not to do with DM sales scripts being dead, but I would love to hear your opinion, because obviously sales is a part of this process. Someone has to get comfortable with sales. So we've both established we're against it. Like, in your opinion, what is like one of your favorite go-to tactical things that you do?
As far as eventually having a sale and having a person commit, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's so much tactic, but it's, you said it earlier, it's about conversation, right? So, and this is, this piece might be a tactic piece of this. This comes up a lot with folks in my mentorship. As dietitians, we are primed to give away all of our secrets. That's kind of who we are. We're like, oh, you have this question about this, and I will write you 7 paragraphs about exactly how to fix it. And now I have solved your problem. And guess what? Then no one wants to be your client because you have just helped them for free. So the tactic is knowing you give them information that lets them know that I am fully invested in helping you. I can help you. I have the resource. Here's enough information for you to know the direction that I'm thinking of how we would help you. And then if you're ready to step into that space, here's what it looks like to enter coaching with us, or here's what the price is of this program, or here. We have to be comfortable about pausing where the free help needs to end and transitioning into, here's the price for this, or here are the options for this, and just stating that. And that's a whole other conversation, because a lot of dietitians struggle with that. That's a money conversation and folks struggle there. I honor that. I get that. But it starts with a conversation. Like, for me, sales never feels like I'm selling. Even once I have, you know, discovery calls or onboarding calls or info calls, whatever you want to call them, with folks, that's truly what they are for me. They're onboarding calls. They're not, let's get on the phone and I try to convince you to work with me. By the time we get on the phone, you know enough about me and I know enough about you that we know, yep, this could work. This is just, how do we make it work? That's it. That's what the call is. It's just a conversation about, this is how we move forward. I never wanted to feel like I'm going to try to not let you off this phone until you've committed, or, you know, you can't go talk to your spouse about it. Jesus, I talk to my spouse about things. It's financial investment. Like, if you don't talk to your spouse about things, that's probably questionable. Right? So I want to give them space. We have conversations. I give them all the options and then I leave them to their thoughts. And sometimes they text me back 10 minutes later and said, I'm in, send me all the stuff. Sometimes it's 3 weeks later. Sometimes they text me back and say, this isn't the right fit for me. Cool. I honor all of that. So it's less about sales tactic to me. It's more about, I want to get to know who you are and what you need. And let me tell you what resources we have that could help you with that. Let me know if you want any of them. And that's honestly where I leave it.
Yeah. And I think anyone listening to this needs to go back, if you haven't already, and listen to episode 3, because showing up and making sure that you're able to authentically be you, in my opinion, is like the number one best thing you can do to actually, quote unquote, make a sale. And I'm the same way as you. It feels better when I like to buy that I have all the information I need and that I don't feel pressured. That makes me feel uncomfortable. And then I actually end up don't buying or engaging in certain things because I felt uncomfortable. Even though if I was given space and the information to make a decision, I would have done it. Then I'll just kind of avoid it. So just thinking about the way then you like the information, and you and I are very transparent with people about what we do, all the different ways you can work with us. We're transparent about our pricing. There is no like gotcha moments. I'm not going to talk about money unless we're on the phone. And so I think that that's what makes what people will call a discovery call or a consult call really is more of an onboarding call. And just making sure we're both on the same page about what this looks like and a way forward. And here's your options. Yes or no, whenever you're ready.
Which just doesn't feel sleazy, right? Like that feels good to me. And I think it feels good to them. I've had many people say to me, I ended up joining your program, whether that's dietitians in my mastermind or nutrition clients, because I felt zero push or manipulation into doing this. Like you just told me what it was and then left me to decide whether I wanted to be part of it. And that's always how I want to leave them. Always.
Yep. So if anyone's listening to this and they've been led to believe that they have to DM a million accounts a day to make a sale, you do not. This is your permission slip to stop.
Like, please stop. Because I can tell you, if even if you're sending the 50 DMs per day, 47 of those 50 people want to immediately block you. And if they don't, it's because they're too kind to do so. Like you're making them all uncomfortable. Think about how you feel when someone sends you a DM. Like you said earlier, Brooke, someone sends you a DM and it's like, your profile looks fantastic. I love the way that you said that one thing in that one post. Tell me, what's your favorite thing to do on the weekends? Like what? I don't know you from Adam. I don't want to tell you my favorite thing I do on the weekend. My favorite thing to do on the weekend is ignore sleazeballs like you and block them on Instagram. You know, it's just, it doesn't feel good to us or them. And it doesn't even get results. So stop.
No. My parents told me not to talk to strangers on the internet. And I know when someone's like, oh, like I click their profile. Oh, like this happens to me a lot with business coaches. Oh, I see you have your own business. Like, how are you accepting clients? Like, do you have trouble getting clients? Like, how long have you been coaching? I'm like, I know where this is going. I do not need what you're selling. Block, delete, we're moving on.
Yep. Yeah. It's transparent, right? And you and I have seen enough of it that we know that it's transparent, but it's just also not necessary. Let's drive it home with that point. And I think that's a great way to end what we're discussing today. It's not necessary. You and I are proof, and we know many other dietitians who are proof, that you can build a wildly successful business where you're showing up genuinely and it's coming from the right place. It's coming from good integrity, which is very important to me in my business, for my team, for how I show up. And you can build that wildly successful business without ever cold DMing anybody. Ever.
Mic drop. Perfect way to freaking end another great episode.
So whatever you're doing right now, get up, put the phone down, step away from Instagram, stop scouring other accounts for these are potential clients. Let me send them my script for the cold. No, just stop. Just right now. Step away from the phone.
Oh, I love it so much. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and we will see you next episode.
I don't think we got that F-bomb from Brooke, but we're going to work on that next time. Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to the Embodied CEO podcast. To connect with me, Brooke, you can find me on Instagram at westnutrition.co, and you can visit my website, westnutrition.co.
And to connect with me, Kirsten, head on over to Instagram and look for Your Fitness Dietitian, or head to yourfitnessdietitian.com on the web.
Make sure to follow, subscribe, and share the Embodied CEO podcast.
And now go out there and disrupt that status quo.